Welcome back. It's America Weekend. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. So I would say it was maybe 9 months, a year ago, I was following the story. Maybe we even talked about it here, actually. It was about a set of parents who had a five-year-old and a 10-year-old and made the heinous mistake of allowing them to walk home from the park on their own.
We did the story, yes.
Right. Okay, parents were from Maryland, and the parents engage in something called free-range parenting, which wasn't a thing when you and I were growing up. It didn't have a name. Everyone just did it. They let their kids go out and play in the neighborhood, or they just said, go play with your friends and come home before dark.
And you're on your own.
Yeah, and you're on your own. Yeah. Right. So these parents subscribe to that seemingly archaic way of raising your kids. And the 10-year-old and the 10-year-old brother would walk his 5-year-old sister home from the park together. It was about a half a mile walk. So if you remember what happened a while ago, some busybody in the neighborhood saw the kids walking home alone, called the police. The police brought the kids home to the parents, and then Child Protective Services continued to harass these parents, and they were finally charged with something.
Yeah.
They were charged with something vague, though. They were charged with something called unsubstantiated child neglect. Unsubstantiated child neglect is not a criminal charge. In most cases, it's a prelude to a criminal charge.
Mm-hmm.
It comes when Child Protective Services has decided that the parents have neglected their children, but nothing bad happened to the children.
Right.
Do you follow?
Yes.
Right. So there were no actions to press charges. Nothing detrimental happened. So that was then, right? We talked about it then. Well, it happened again.
Very recently.
Yes. This week. The parents told their kids to go outside and play and get some fresh air, right? And somebody called Child Protective Services, and this time it's even worse.
They don't like these people, I'm thinking.
They're after them.
I think there's a vendetta here.
Yes, they're after the parents. The parents, I remember the mother's name was Danielle Meltiv. She and her husband were not immediately informed this time that the authorities picked up their children. So the kids were due home at 6 o'clock Sunday. They didn't show up 6 o'clock Sunday. They started searching for the kids. They went crazy. They're searching for the kids for hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Finally, hours and hours later, the Child Protective Services decides to pick up the phone and let the parents know that the children were picked up, lured into the back of a police patrol car, and driven to a crisis center. They held the kids there through dinner, and then another 2.5 hours, and then called the parents.
According to what I'm reading, and you know, there's a woman that I had interviewed on the show, Lenore Scanese, that writes about this. She's a journalist. She has a website called freerangekids.com, and
yes,
she's commenting on it. Just what you're saying, they kept the kids for 6 hours without access to food. They never fed the kids, and they weren't returned to the parents until almost midnight. This was Sunday night before school,
right.
So they got screwed up the next day.
Right. So these parents are being targeted by Child Protective Services or people in the neighborhood or both for exercising some discretion and using their own prerogative in raising their own kids. By the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with a 10-year-old boy, especially being allowed to go play out in the neighborhood or walk home himself. I know everyone thinks it's a more dangerous world now, but the truth is, if you look up the FBI statistics, which I have done recently, it's not a more dangerous world.
Right.
It just seems more dangerous because it's reported on 24-hour cable news, or we know about every predator and every child molester that moves into our neighborhood. So it feels like we're surrounded by child predators, but actually, in terms of statistics, we're not. It's actually...
It's the opposite.
Yes, it's never been lower. In fact, it's lower. The crime rate against kids is lower than it was in the 1970s.
Isn't this interesting?
Yes.
So there's sort of a perception that is causing this kind of maniacal behavior from neighbors when the kids are well taken care of, it seems.
Yes. And parents, I think, should be allowed to exercise judgment with their own children without fear that the police or some government agency is going to take their kids away. And they wouldn't actually, in this latest incident, wouldn't release these children back into their parents' care until they had to sign something called a safety plan, which pledges their future behavior as parents. And once they agreed to that, then the children were allowed to go home with them. It's outrageous.
And I think they're going to fight this. They're going to fight this, what they're calling unlawful seizure of the children, because they're probably outraged themselves that this this kind of behavior is taking place.
Yes. And by the way, Child Protective Services in Maryland, excuse me, you can't have the decency to give the parents a phone call and say, hey, your kids... First, hey, your kids are out playing with themselves, out playing by themselves. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you? Number one. Second, when you pick them up and lure them into the patrol car, you're so worried about their safety that you can't notify the parents of where they are? I mean, the outrageous the behavior on the part of the agency.
Right.
Created to protect children is outrageous in and of itself.
And causing far more harm in the way that they're trying to protect these kids than any good.
Yes.
And also the fact that the kids went in the car, I don't like that either. They shouldn't be going into strangers' cars.
They'll never do it again, right. By the way. But the kids will also have a great distrust of the police because every time the police approach them, their parents get in trouble.
Right.
And look, if this were a two-year-old in a diaper out wandering in the street by themselves, that would be different. But I was babysitting other people's children when I was 10.
Isn't that crazy?
And now you're not allowed to walk home?
What else did we do when we were 10 years old that's so different now?
We were out in the neighborhood. Parents didn't know where we were. We were just told to come home.
No
by
phones.
Dark.
No phones?
No, that's right.
Nobody
no GPS.
Nobody knew how to reach you. No chips in yeah. bodies. Nothing.
Yep.
And so today there's this sort of hovering around the kids.
That's the norm.
Yeah.
The helicopter parenting is now the norm to the point now where this old behavior has to have a trademarked label on it. Free range kids. It used to be called nothing.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Just kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I have some kids and they're out playing. But now that's so outrageous. The world has turned itself inside out so that free range kids need some sort of a label. It's got a trademark on it.
And it's a movement.
Yes. Right.
It's a movement. But this is a website to check out. Like I said, freerangekids.com. And many stories around the country continue to really interest Lenore and many people like Lenore that are concerned about this kind of behavior.
Yeah. And here's another thing. If you're a helicopter parent and you are always constantly hovering around your child, making sure they never do anything wrong, holding their hand, intervening on their behalf, your child will... I dare say never grow up to be a fully independent person, or that process will be severely retarded because they will never feel like they can do anything themselves. They will always feel they have to have mommy or daddy over their shoulder because that's how they were raised. How do you expect them to be independent or be resilient or be bold and try something on their own if you're always up their butt?
And it's always a fail-safe. It's always there.
Yes.
You know, there's always that safety net that's always behind you. You know, you brought up some very interesting research.
Yes.
And you're right. Violent crime with children, 50-year low. The risk of child abduction by strangers is low, very low.
You think I lie? I don't lie.
I know. I'm supporting your claim.
Thank you.
Car accidents are the leading cause of death among children. Lack of exercise is a contributing factor to health risks.
There's
for
a great
children.
Irony. So these parents let their children walk home, both giving them exercise, which is prolonging their life. Right?
Sure.
And not putting them in a car, which, according to statistics, would endanger their life. So they're actually, statistically speaking, safer walking home on their own than any of the alternatives that Child Protective Services would have.
Absolutely.
Like you go pick them up at the park in your car.
You know, also, I think parents do instill in their kids, and they should instill in their kids, a healthy dose of skepticism about people they don't know. So that's part of parenting, is that you tell your kids you just don't speak to anybody, you just don't go in a car with anybody, although they did in this case.
Well, it was the police.
It was Child Protective Services,
no,
right?
No, the police picked them up and turned them over to Child Protective Services.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're probably taught you can trust your neighborhood policeman, only now, based on their experience, they're learning exactly the opposite. Yeah.
So I think that, you know, you have to, it's a delicate balance, but you have to do the right thing with your kids and give them the opportunity to breathe a little bit, right?
Yeah. And these parents unwittingly and probably unwillingly have become poster parents, right? Poster parents for the free range
movement.
And they have every right to raise their... I thought it was still America, where you could raise your kids the way you wanted, as long as you weren't really hanging them over the edge of a cheetah pit and putting them truly in danger.
That's an issue.
Yes.
That's an issue. And this was in the state of Maryland, right?
Okay. Right.
All right. Well, listen, we'd love to know what you think. You can weigh in on our Facebook page, Valerie Smaldone, Leslie Gold, America Weekend. You can find us anywhere online that you wish. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we're around. Feel free to bitch at us.
Find us. Thanks for coming along to this edition of America Weekend. We're keeping you company. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.